I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. In a beautiful family drama called Louder Than Bombs, there's a confrontation between a teenager named Conrad and his father who's been shielding him from a painful truth. Am I really that difficult to talk to? The kid asks. The question would be funny if it weren't so poignant. He's been impossible to talk to since the death of his famous and formidable mother. Yet open communication doesn't come any more easily to the boy's father or to his older brother. In a family that's fallen into misfunction, if not quite dysfunction, all three of them recycle their remembrances obsessively. This is very much a movie about memory. And they guard their secrets tenaciously. The superb cast includes Devon Druid as young Conrad, Jesse Eisenberg as his brother Jonah, Gabriel Byrne as their father Gene, and in flashbacks, Isabelle Huppert as the mother Isabel, a combat photographer who died not in a war zone, but in a car crash a few blocks from home. Home is a pleasant New York suburb where most of the action takes place, although action is a relative term in this case, given the story's unhurried pace and a complex narrative with several streams of consciousness. The film was directed by Joachim Trier from a screenplay he wrote with Eskil Vogt. They're both Norwegian, but the result feels perfectly American, although the film lives and breathes with a lovely, intimacy and density of detail that we associate with fine independent features from Europe. What Isabel achieved as a photographer is the focus of a gallery retrospective that puts the plot in motion, and the images we see are properly impressive. The whole production is rich in imagery that illuminates both sides of a shimmering boundary between reality and dreams. Fleeting reflections clarify mysteries. Avatars battle in the virtual reality of a video game where father and son happen to meet. But the focus of the film is what Isabel was and continues to be to her loved ones. To Gene, who's unwise and self-doubting in Gabriel Byrne's affecting portrayal. To Jonah, whom Jesse Eisenberg plays with an eerie brittleness that would be toxic if it weren't so interesting. And to Conrad, still trapped in seemingly intractable anger and depression. For all its complexities, Louder Than Bombs is, before and after everything else, Conrad's coming-of-age story. Or more properly, a suspense story about whether he'll ever be able to come of age. At one point along the way, this wounded kid with the clouded gaze reveals his precarious state of mind through his writings, and there's reason to fear he'll do something terrible to himself, if not to someone else. But he keeps us guessing, while Devon Druid's flawless performance keeps us hoping. It's as if Conrad is his own avatar, searching for a reality he can grow in. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.